This is the Taxpayers Podcast, where we are fighting for lower taxes, less waste, and more accountable government. My name is Chris Sims. I'm the Alberta Director for the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. I'm joined by two of my very good friends, Franco Terrazano. He is the Federal Director. And Ryan Thorpe, he is our investigative journalist. Even though they're on different screens, they're actually sitting right next to each other in side-by-side offices at our embassy in Ottawa. So, gentlemen, it was quite the display at the committee recently, where we got to see the president and CEO of the CBC, Catherine Tate, called to the carpet again. Now, I've got to say that this is kind of interesting because back in days past, we wouldn't see Crown Corporation CEOs grilled like this at parliamentary committee. So this one's kind of special. But Ryan, get us into the background here. Why did Tate wind up in front of committee again?
Well, the short answer to that question is CBC bonuses. So just to kind of set the table and remind our listeners, so this year, CBC handed out $18.4 million in taxpayer-funded bonuses. In 2023, they handed out $15 million in bonuses. In 2022, it was $16 million in bonuses. And under the Trudeau government, all told, bonuses at the CBC have cost taxpayers $132 million. And one thing to note in this last year for the 18.4 million in bonuses, 3.3 of that went to 45 executives at the CBC. And that works out to more than $73,000 a piece on average. And just for the sake of comparison, in Canada, the average salary among all workers was less than $70,000 in 2023. So executives at the CBC taking a bonus that's bigger than what the average Canadian makes in an entire year. And the CTF has been, you know, banging the drum on this issue, publicizing these bonuses. And that's what's triggered these series of committee appearances for Tate.
A couple things. Number one, Ryan is very humble. And when he says the CTF has been banging the drum, well, it's more than that, Ryan. It's the CTF's investigative shop, thanks to our supporters for letting us do the work we do, who have, you know, shine a light and actually were the first ones to dig up the fact that the CBC is handing out taxpayer-funded bonuses because of the access to information requests that we filed. So the whole reason that Canadians know that the CBC has handed out $132 million in bonuses since 2015 is because of the great work that Ryan and our investigative team has done. But the second thing, you know, Ryan says that, you know, it's kind of gross that the executives are taking an average bonus more than what the average Canadian worker makes in an entire year. That's gross. And speaking of gross, I'm going to throw to a clip of the committee appearance where a member of parliament asks Tate point blank, are you going to take a bonus or severance payout when you leave the CBC in the new year? And she's going to spend a couple minutes not really answering the question. So we're going to throw to this clip. It's a little bit longer, trigger warning, but I think you got to see the whole thing. Here's the clip.
The cost of living is making it unaffordable for so many Canadians to afford the essentials. Yet, when you look at the bonuses, $18 million awarded across CBC, including averaging tens of thousands of dollars to executives within the organization, yet your metrics certainly don't seem to add up with the talking points that are provided. As you conclude your tenure at CBC, can you commit today that you will not take a severance package or bonuses for the last two fiscal years?
You've made several points in that question. What I would say is, first of all, the if we're talking about 22-23, all the results of that year are public. For 23-24, all of the key performance indicators set out and approved by the board were achieved, if not exceeded.
Thank you. So with respect, Ms. Tate, I did ask specifically about your compensation. So when the range of compensation that is provided, you make more than the Prime Minister of this country. That's your compensation. So to get a bonus on top of that at a time when viewership is down, ad revenue for your organization is down, I asked specifically about whether or not you would refuse to take a severance package at the conclusion of your term as CEO?
I believe that Canadians would expect that the corporation honor its commitments to its non-unionized employees as it would to its unionized employees, and I would just correct the record. Whereas total ad revenues are down, digital ad revenues are up. Since the beginning of my tenure, which they digital revenue was at about $38 million. This last year, it clocked in at about $100 million. So I think it's important that we have accurate descriptors of what's going on at CBC Radio-Canada.
So Ms. Tate, you said that it's confidential, that information, but that just doesn't work for Canadians. Canadians look at $18 million awarded in bonuses, the fact that you just spent $1,000 a night for a hotel room in Paris during the Olympics, and we are in a situation where you are coming to the conclusion of your term being paid more than the Prime Minister of this country makes. And you refuse today to rule out that you will receive either bonuses or so-called performance pay or a severance package at the conclusion of your term. It's confidential. Doesn't cut it for Canadians. It doesn't cut it for parliamentary oversight. So again, I ask, will you specifically today share with this committee whether or not you will refuse a severance package or bonus at the conclusion of your term as president and CEO of CBC?
As I've said, I consider that to be a personal matter. And so, I believe I'm protected by the Privacy Act in that regard.
So Ms. Tate, taxpayers pay your salary, as they do for all of us. And you can Google an MP's salary. You can Google the Prime Minister's salary. But here we are discussing $18 million paid out to bonuses, $3 million paid out to executives. Madam Tate, your own documents show that there are 631 managers at CBC. 43, I believe it is, executives. And you're defending those. The average bonus paid out to executives at your organization is more than most Canadians make in a year, and you're claiming that it's confidential? Madam Speaker, or Madam Chair, through you, I would suggest that it is unbelievable that Ms. Tate would come before this committee with a very specific motion outlining that answers are demanded when it comes to the compensation received by a public broadcaster. These are taxpayers' dollars that are paying for this organization. So, again, I will ask and emphasize, Ms. Tate, at the conclusion of your term, whether it's for previous fiscal year's bonuses or so-called performance pay,
30 seconds,
or the conclusion of a severance package, will you refuse that out of respect for the taxpayers that have paid for you to have this role over the last number of years?
I believe I've answered the question, and for the record, I would like to correct some of the errors, in fact, that the member has articulated. One, this $18 million in performance pay is not, these are not dollars that aren't agreed upon well in advance of the end of the fiscal year. We have a rigorous process in place, a process that has been in place for 20 years, Madam Chair. It's a process that is similar to that of other Crown corporations, other government agencies, and most private companies. A process that is guided by third-party consultants that advise us, experts that advise us on what it is we should be paying our executives and our managers.
And how much did those third-party consultants cost?
Mr. Kurek, your time is up.
Wow, that is just an astonishing amount of I'm entitled to my entitlements. For folks who want to watch more of that performance, I actually encourage you to go do it. It's on the Parliamentary Heritage Committee website. Just Google Parliament Hill Heritage Committee and click down to where you can see the CBC CEO there as a witness, because she says even more than that, if you can believe it. She talked about summering in Paris. She was on vacation in France, because we all are. And that's when the Paris Games started happening. So she just popped down there because she thought that Canadians would be concerned if she wasn't there for the opening of the Olympic Games. She also made quite a few claims, like if they didn't have a program like the show Son of a Critch, that it would be a deficit basically for the world. Not just the art world, but like the world would be hurt if the CBC did not have programming like the show Son of a Critch, which, by the way, I think 1.3% of the Canadian population actually watches. So it is an astonishing display there at committee. I encourage everybody to go take a look and watch that thing.
And Chris, we're burying the lead here. Like, did you hear what Tate just said in response to the member of parliament asking Tate if she's going to be taking a bonus or severance payout when she leaves? She said she considers it a personal matter. What? Huh? Folks, how is her taxpayer-funded salary, bonus, other benefits, a possible severance or bonus payout as she walks out the door? How is that a personal matter? That's taxpayers' money. That's your money. You deserve to know the answers. I mean, folks, like, if you look at her total compensation, the CEO of the CBC is paid anywhere between $470,000 all the way up to $620,000. That's paid for by the taxpayer. That includes salary, bonus, and other benefits. So if Tate is going to be walking away with a bonus or a severance payout, that is the furthest thing away from a personal matter. That's taxpayers' money. That's your money. You deserve to know. So two things. Number one, the government should be fully transparent with taxpayers about the taxpayer-funded salary and benefits going out to the head of the state broadcaster. But number two, there is no way that a politician or the government should be giving Tate a bucket of cash on her way out the door.
Yeah, and it's big time cash. We worked out the math, like you were saying earlier, about bonuses in general at the CBC. So her bonus that she's entitled to as a CEO level seven, if you work it out, it's more than the average two person working family earns in a year. Her bonus alone. So it is just shocking. And you're right. It isn't a personal or private matter because it's taxpayers paying for this. And for the tiny amount of people who are listening to this who really love the CBC and keep on saying we should keep on paying $1.4 billion for them because art or some reason, folks, this isn't about your art taste, okay? If you want to put out art, whether it's traditional or new or whatever, just pay for it yourself. Get people to subscribe to you. Get people to donate to you. Like, nobody's stopping you from, you know, passing the hat and getting you to donate to what you want the CBC to be. But we definitely need to defund it because this amount of money is nuts. It's $1.4 billion this year. To put that into context, that would pay the groceries for like 80,000 families in Canada. Like, it's an astonishing amount of money.
Yeah, you know, I know Ryan wants to jump in, but let me just say a couple things. Number one, when it comes to bonuses, it's not just the Canadian Taxpayers Federation railing against the bonuses. No, no, no. I mean, first of all, we commissioned Leger to do a national poll among Canadians, and the poll found that about 7 in 10 Canadians are against the CBC's bonuses. Not just that, right? There's an advocacy organization called Friends of Canadian Media, right? An advocacy organization, they have claimed that they're for a strong and vital CBC. Well, even they have spoken out against the CBC's taxpayer-funded bonuses, saying, you know, the decision to hand out another 18 million or whatever million in bonuses is deeply out of touch and unbefitting of our national public broadcaster. So no matter where you look, I mean, it almost seems like the only people in favor of the CBC bonuses are the CBC and their families themselves. But across the political spectrum, across the ideological spectrum, Canadians, by and large, are like, yeah, these taxpayer-funded bonuses are a waste of money.
Yeah. And quickly on that, if you watch the whole thing, and again, I'm a huge fan of watching this entire episode of this committee because it's amazing. You actually saw an NDP member of parliament. It wasn't just the Conservatives going after her. It was an NDP member of parliament. I'm paraphrasing, but basically saying, don't you think these huge bonuses are ruining your reputation and like helping to stoke the defund the CBC movement, which, by the way, you can go buy the T-shirt at taxpayer.com. Like, don't you think so? Like, don't you think this is irresponsible? And Tate's just like, no. It's wild. She's a great spokesperson for the defund the CBC movement. Ryan, what was your take in general on the committee appearance?
Well, there's one thing I think is important to mention. So we've got Tate here saying, look, I'm not going to confirm or say one way or another if I'm going to take a taxpayer-funded bonus or severance payment on my way out the door. But this isn't the first time we've seen the CBC stonewalling the release of information like this. So a while back, we got back access to information requests showing that CBC's seven senior executives made $3.7 million in total compensation last year. Well, the question we wanted to know is how much of that was bonuses? How much did the top seven senior executives at the CBC get in bonuses? But they are refusing to say. They're refusing to give this information to taxpayers, despite the fact it's taxpayers paying the bills. And that's precisely why the Canadian Taxpayers Federation launched a legal challenge against the CBC back in May, trying to force the disclosure of, hey, how much are the senior executives taking in bonuses every year? And that legal challenge is ongoing. But what we saw out of Tate at this committee is just more of the same, right? More stonewalling the release of information that taxpayers have every right to know.
Big time. Did we want to move on to the waste at large? Because the CBC is really prominent and it's out there and it's visible, but the waste and the rot goes really deep. Did you want to expand it yet, or do you just want to still get a few licks in?
Can I just one more little jab? Like, during committee, Tate said something along the lines of like, the CBC only costs $32 per Canadian per year. Something like that. Okay. Now, I think Tate meant that as a brag, you know, like, oh, it's only costing Canadians $32 per year, each Canadian. And like, that's not a brag. You know, that's like what the kids are saying, posting your L's. You know what I mean? Like, that's a loss. So you're telling me that millions of Canadians aren't even willing to pay $32 a year for the CBC. Right. And if the CBC was so cost efficient and, you know, it's such good value for this money, then it shouldn't need taxpayers subsidizing it. Right. Defund the CBC, get rid of the taxpayer dollars. And if you can hang and if people are actually willing to voluntarily contribute to it, we'll let them do that. Right. You don't need taxpayers' money if the CBC is such good value for what people want to see.
I just wanted to take a moment to actually read the latest ratings of the CBC. So please forgive me because the numbers are so small, I have to magnify them on my phone, okay? Because I looked them up recently. So CBC News Network's share of primetime is 1.7%. Okay, put another way, that means 98.3% of TV viewing Canadians are choosing to not watch it. So for folks who are like, oh, well, maybe people don't want to sit around and watch the news in prime time, you're being unfair. Okay, let's take a look at their comedy and drama, of their fiction, of their art. What are those ratings like? Well, Murdoch Mysteries is their top rated show, which, by the way, is not produced by the CBC. It's produced by a private company in Toronto. CBC just airs it. They're pulling in their biggest audience. That's their number one rated show. Guys, 812,000 people watch that show. That is 1.9% of the Canadian population. You see what I'm saying here? Like, the vast majority of Canadians are not watching the CBC. So the ratings are just so small, you need a magnifying glass to find them. And yet the costs of the CBC just continuously go up. So it leads you to the very basic common sense question. Are we getting good value for money? And anyone with common sense would say no, which I gotta say, I'm super excited. We finally have these bumper stickers. They say defund the CBC and our classic red, white, and black motif. We've been waiting for these for a couple of years now. I don't know yet how people can get them, but tune in to a later episode and I will let you know how people can get these defund the CBC bumper stickers. Did we want to look at the rest of the rot and the rest of the bureaucracy, or have we had enough yet?
Yeah, let's hammer the rest of the bureaucracy. Ryan, okay. Take it away.
Well, we crunched some numbers, and it turns out that executives within the federal government, the number of executives within the federal government has increased 42% under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. So wind the clock back to 2016. There was 6,414 executives within the government. Fast forward to today, there's now 9,155 So that is 2,700 additional government executives or a 42% increase. And here's why this really matters. Executives are the most expensive bureaucrats that work within government, and their salaries range from $134,000 a year all the way up to $255,000 a year. And that's just salaries, right? Not including benefits and bonuses. And newsflash, you better believe they're taking bonuses, because we filed access to information requests for that information as well. And it shows about 90% of these government executives are taking a bonus every year. And 2022 is the last year we have records for currently. The average bonus among government executives was $18,000 a piece. Total compensation for these executives was $1.95 billion that year. So what we see is the Trudeau government swelling the federal government's C-suite, and it's costing taxpayers big time.
So just a second. You didn't run these numbers by me before, so I'm actually a little surprised. What's the percentage of the executives that are getting a bonus?
90%.
Okay. Okay. Just stupid question. Don't you usually get a bonus if you're doing like a really good job?
In the real world.
Okay. What percentage of Canadians think that if they were going to score the federal government services, it'll be in the 90s. Like, good job. You guys deserve a gold star. That is mind-blowing, guys.
Well, you don't even have to ask Canadians. You can just look at the government's own department records on whether or not they're meeting their own performance targets. And the numbers are in and they are not, right? Ryan, like, what? It goes, the government has essentially performance targets going back to 2018. They publish it online. All you got to do is type that into the Google machine and you can go look for them for yourself. So going back to about 2018, 2019, they have all the department results on there. In 1 year, they met 50% of their own performance targets. In 1 year, and it was like 50.3%, they just got a passing grade of their own performance targets. Every other year, it was less than half. So, I don't know. Again, back to Ryan's real-world analogy. In the real world, outside of MTV and the federal government, if you fail to meet half of your own performance targets, you probably got to polish off your resume. You're definitely not getting an $18,000 bonus check, right? But again, we're not in the real world. We're talking about the world that is Ottawa. And look, it's a constant thing, is that taxpayers' money is rewarding failure with bonuses, right? And to kind of like segue this into the broader picture here, like, yes, we have to cut the fat cats. The federal executives grew by 42% under Trudeau, but it's happening all across the bureaucracy, right? The total number of bureaucrats that Trudeau has added in less than a decade, 108,000. Trudeau has added 108,000 extra bureaucrats in less than a decade. Okay. He's handed out more than $1 billion in bonuses. In the last 4 years alone, he's given out more than 1 million pay raises. And the number of taxpayer dollars spent on outside consultants has also reached a record of like $21 billion. So everywhere you look, the size and the cost of the federal government is increasing. So do you have any wonder why your tax bill, your government debt bill, and inflation is going through the roof?
No, none. Just to put this into context, so 100,000 people plus, guys, this means that the Trudeau government has added the population of Red Deer. Like added, not like already existing. Added that to the ranks of bureaucrats. For people who are struggling to picture 100,000 people, back in the height of the Rolling Stones selling out a massive football stadium with spillover is like maybe 65, 70,000 people. So add those human beings outside in the parking lot, spilling down the street. Picture that crowd. That's how many people have been added to this. And I really wanted to put a point on this, of them not reaching their own performance targets. These are targets the bureaucracy is setting for themselves. This is not, you know, some strict, you know, finance minister or treasury board minister coming in there with a ruler saying, you better measure up and these are going to be your targets. And if you don't get them, no. This is the bureaucrats themselves setting their own performance targets and coming within a kitten whisker of failing to reach those performance targets. 50.3%?
Just over something like that in the last year. But like every other year before that, it was less than 50%.
Okay.
So for most of these years, they're not even meeting half of their own performance targets.
I love it when you surprise me with things. That's just wonderful. All right. So the point of this story is that while the CBC is getting a lot of the attention because it's the one that we can see most visibly, both on TV if you wanted to tune in and boost their ratings, or to see the CEO putting on a performance at the committee. But it is, I think, symbolic. Let's get artistic here. It is symbolic of the rest of the bureaucracy under the Trudeau government, which is big and bloated and taking massive bonuses, even though their ratings, their performance is really circling the drain. Did we want to get on to our taxpayer pro tip, gentlemen? I think I've had enough fun. Who wants to go first? Ryan, do you want to go first?
Yeah. Okay. So mine actually relates to the CBC. So as we mentioned, Tate is leaving as president of the CBC in January of next year. The new CBC boss has now been announced, a woman named Marie-Philippe Bouchard, who's the head, currently the head of TV5 in Quebec, but is a longtime CBC employee. Tate, clearly, she got a failing grade from taxpayers when it came to issues around transparency, from disclosing bonus figures for senior executives on a whole host of issues. And so my taxpayer pro tip goes out to the incoming CBC president. We need to see improvement on that. Quit stonewalling the release of information that taxpayers have every right to know. Better yet, end the bonuses.
For sure. And just to add to that, tone down the entitlement, because the language and the tone deafness that we were seeing coming from the CEO at the committee really is not helping the case at the CBC. For example, do not go into Paris and spend $1,000 a night on a hotel because you think that Canadians are sitting up at night upset as to whether or not you're going to be attending the Olympic opening ceremony. Just don't talk like that. Don't say that these things are personal private matters when it's not and it's taxpayers paying your bill. Be a humble public servant, or at least try to intone that. My suggestion is a little bit closer to home, and it's involving one party, but it's important to take advantage of. So coming up soon in the next few weeks, the UCP, so the governing party of Alberta, is going to be having a big meeting. And the reason why I'm raising this is because it's at this time where all MLAs are much more sensitive to what their voters are saying. So if you've got an issue in your riding, if you want to see, you know, less waste, if you want lower taxes, for example, if you want your income tax cut that was promised to you, now is the time to email your MLA here in Alberta and say that you want some of these elections promises kept, because they're coming up to a very sensitive moment for their party and they're going to be having their AGM very soon. So for Alberta taxpayers, if you want something on your wish list done, now is the time to email your MLA. Franco, did you want to close this up with your taxpayer pro tip?
Yeah. You know, we've been kind of hammering the CBC's bonuses, right? The fact that they handed out $132 million in taxpayer-funded bonuses since 2015. But the truth of the matter, which we've kind of touched on, is that this type of waste rewarding failure with taxpayer-funded bonuses is happening all across government, whether it's government departments or government crown corporations, right? Like last year alone, the federal government handed out $400 million in bonuses to bureaucrats in departments and crown corporations. Okay, some specific examples. The Bank of Canada, they've handed out $78 million in bonuses since 2020. Now, that's millions of dollars in bonuses when they completely failed to do their one and only job, which is keep inflation low and around 2%. You even had high ranking blah, blah, blahs within the Bank of Canada who are saying like they should have been held accountable. Well, isn't that an odd way to hold your organization accountable to then turn around and hand out millions of dollars in bonuses? Okay. Or another crown corporation that is very, very familiar with soaking taxpayers, the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. Many times, the CMHC has said something to the effect of, we have one overarching objective, housing affordability for all. Well, how are they doing on that?
Terribly, terribly. Answer is terribly, Franco.
Canadians can't afford a home. Like many Canadians, young Canadians, and the polls show this, that if they don't own a home, many have given up on the dream of ever owning a home. Well, since the beginning of 2020, the CMHC has handed out $102 million in bonuses. So this rot is far beyond just the CBC. It's across government. Okay, so with that being said, my taxpayer pro tip goes out to Mr. Pierre Poilievre, the leader of the official opposition. All the polls show that Poilievre is poised to form the next government. So what should Poilievre do on the issue of bonuses? Well, Poilievre should listen to himself. Here's what Poilievre said on the Canadian Taxpayers podcast when we interviewed him when he was running for leader of the Conservative Party. Take a listen.
Another thing that we're hearing all the time is there's a sense that there's a tale of two pandemics, one full of private sector pain, job losses, pay cuts, businesses being forced to shut down. And the other is full of economic gain for a bunch of bureaucrats, pay raises, bonuses, even when they failed their objectives. And politicians have also taken pay raises during the pandemic. So would you reverse these government pandemic pay raises, and would you show leadership on your own pay?
Well, I would cancel bonuses for failing government authorities. And I would, that would include, for example, the Bank of Canada, CBC, and other organizations that have failed in their jobs throughout the pandemic. I don't think we should reward failure. And unfortunately, the reason why we have such a dysfunctional government is because there is no there's no accountability for failure. I'll give you an example. I've said that I would fire the bank governor, the governor of the Bank of Canada. And of course, all the elites went berserk. But wait a second here. In the real world, if you are a waitress and you consistently don't do your job, eventually your employer might fire you. And in Tiff Macklem's case, what he did is serve Justin Trudeau. Trudeau asked for a bunch of printed money and he gave it to him. That wasn't his job. That's not what his mandate says. So he, one, caused inflation. So we have inflation four times the 2% target. Two, he said there would be no inflation, but rather deflation. Three, he told Canadians that interest rates would be low for long, which caused them to make very bad financial decisions. They bought houses with large mortgages that they could not afford at higher rates because their bank governor said that they could count on him to keep their rates rock bottom. And so we have people now whose rates are gone up and they can't pay their mortgages and their house prices have gone down. So they're underwater. For me, that is enough to replace the bank governor with someone who will get back to 2% inflation and do his job instead of printing cash for politicians to spend. I think that is a good basic principle. The same goes with CBC. I can't imagine why CBC would be getting a bonus. The coverage they've had over the last several years is terrible. Their ratings are awful. Their viewership is down. Why would you give a bonus to people who have those kinds of failures? So I would save $1 billion by defunding the CBC. I do believe in performance pay, though. So the reason is because I think you need to incentivize good performance. So if public servants deliver and hit it out of the park, I believe that that should be reflected in their compensation. And so it's called at-risk pay. I think more of our grants and contributions should be based on what outcomes are achieved. So for example, if you have a not-for-profit the government grants money to for drug treatment, I would have some of that money dependent on whether their participants stay drug-free. So let's pay them a performance contract rather than a no strings attached grant that reimburses their expenses. And that way we can get better results from those who take public money.
Well, what did Mr. Poilievre say? He would end the bonuses at failing government authorities. Here, here. You said it well, Mr. Polyev. I know sometimes people might think that one is weird for talking and listening to themselves, but in this case, it would be the exact right thing to do. Live up to that promise and the bonuses at failing government authorities.
Amen. No, you're doing good, Franco. Just don't refer to yourself in the third person. If you start doing that, Ryan and I will both start phoning you. Excellent advice. Folks, we want to keep the hope alive here. You're part of the team. You're part of the taxpayer army. If you aren't yet, and you want to be part of this taxpayer army where we push back on things like ridiculous bonuses for crown corporations and government agencies, which are failing you and wasting your money. If you want to defund the CBC, heck, if you want to cancel the gun grab, we have a t-shirt and we have a petition and we have a fight for that. So go to our website, taxpayer.com, find a petition that speaks to you in that way. Sign that petition, and now, bingo, you're part of the taxpayer army. And the next time, for example, we're all ganging up on members of parliament, maybe going into a critical caucus meeting and saying, this is what we want you to say, you will then be part of that taxpayer army. Not only does it get good results, but it makes you feel really good too, because you're part of the solution instead of the problem. Folks, thank you so much for watching. Please feel free to share this with your family and friends. And remember to subscribe to the Taxpayers Podcast.